AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says he feels better than he sounds.
I led the world to coordinate the largest release of oil reserves in history.
The president was heard coughing during a virtual meeting with his economic team. He tested positive for the coronavirus yesterday. Dr. Ashish Jha is White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator.
It's great to see the president doing better. He's doing better because he is vaccinated, he is boosted, he's getting treatments.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says they are taking steps to tell people who may be vulnerable for the virus.
The White House Medical Unit has identified and informed 17 people determined to be close contacts of the president.
The president's doctor says his mild coronavirus symptoms were improving and he is responding well to treatment. A longtime ally of former President Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, was convicted of contempt charges for defying a congressional subpoena from the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Bannon says he will appeal.
We may have lost a battle here today, but we're not going to lose this war.
Steve Bannon faces up to 2 years in federal prison when he's sentenced in October. Police say three family members were shot to death while camping in a state park in eastern Iowa, and the suspected gunman died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Uvalde school officials in Texas canceled a meeting tomorrow to decide the future of embattled District Police Chief Pete Arredondo, who's facing the possibility of becoming the first officer to be fired over the slow law enforcement response to the Robb Elementary School massacre. The Supreme Court took a step that will allow new Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first black woman on the court, to take part in a case that could lead to the end of the use of race in college admissions. It involves Harvard's admissions policy. Not a good way to end the week on Wall Street. After gains most of the week, the Dow finished down 137 points. This is AP News. A judge in London ruled Prince Harry can take the British government to court over his security arrangements.
Harry and his wife Meghan lost publicly funded police protection when they stepped down as senior working royals and moved to North America in 2020. The prince wants to pay personally for police security when he comes to Britain and is challenging the government's refusal to permit it. Judge Jonathan Swift now says the case can go to a full hearing at the High Court in London, but adds a conclusion at the permission stage that a case is arguable is some distance from a conclusion that the case will succeed at a final hearing. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A Pennsylvania state trooper has been charged with animal cruelty after hitting a loose horse with a patrol vehicle multiple times and pinning it to the pavement. The horse had to be euthanized. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.